me know that God is up to something. He's doing something in our midst. We love you, God. Yeah. I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on that name that changes everything. Yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. 'Cause all of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus. Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name, the name of Jesus. Do you believe it this morning? He's up to something. Those of you, you've been praying, you've been fasting, he's up to something. He's moving something. Something has to move. Something has to break. Something's got to turn. It ain't going to be this way forever. Let me encourage you this morning. Let me speak against what you've been feeling these past few months. God will turn it around. Say it with me. God, turn it around. Shout it again. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. Yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. So we know. I've seen you move. You move the mountains. Why? Where there was no. Why? And ignite that faith this morning. I'll see you. I'll see you move.
Breakthrough will come. Come in the name, the name of Jesus. So God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around in my favor. God, turn it around. God, heal it again. Remove it again. Oh God, yeah. God, deliver again. God, restore again. God, break chains again. In our time and generation, revive us again. Bring us back again. It's not a begging thing, but it's just a declaration. God, turn it around last time. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. If you believe that, give him a great shout of praise in this room.
Many of you, I told you all of our songs are slow. Now, it's true, your 5 hours, but this is slow. We have our own way, and we don't do a lot of jumping around and carrying on. It's fine for people that are able to do it. We're not able to do that. We're not able. We don't do a lot of running around and try to pull you up out of your seat and pull out stuff there, because I'm not able to do that. But I try to sing songs with meaning and understanding. And even if you don't like what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. I try to make it real plain. And now is Jesus' time that we want to talk to him in just a little bit now. Oh my God, he's so good. Yes, sir. I want to tell him, Jesus. I want to tell you something, Lord.
Jesus,
I don't want to get in no hurry.
I just
want to talk to you a little bit. Jesus,
oh, Jesus,
I want to tell you. You've been good to me.
So good.
I love you, Jesus.
Oh,
you've been good to me. You've been so good. Better to me than I've been to myself.
So good.
I want to tell you again, Jesus.
Jesus,
I just want to tell you, Lord.
I
want to take time and tell you, because you took time and blessed me. You didn't have to do it, Jesus, but you did. And I want to tell you, Lord. Oh, oh, Jesus. I just want to tell you, Lord. I want to tell you. This one, if you want to, go ahead. Oh my God, we're talking to Jesus, isn't it? Right now, Jesus, I want to thank you. I got something to thank you for. You woke me up early this morning. You put food on my table. I want to thank you. I just want to tell you thank you. You put clothes on my back. I remember when I didn't even have good shoes to wear. I had to tie them up and put wire in them to hold them on my feet. Yeah, Lord! I had patches all over my clothes. But you kept me, Lord. Yes, you did.
Healed my body. He healed your body also. Now let me tell you how I feel. Hey, yeah.
Defend the orphan. That's the assignment of the season. That is the call. And it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand against all evil and oppression. He wants us to fight what we know is right. We will obey. Listen. We're all tired, hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting on other people to change. We stand together for justice, and we raise our voice. This is what I want you to say. Even if it's just us, still enough of us. We gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd. So we shouted aloud, it's time for a change. We won't weary, we won't tire. We will not relent. Yes, we lift the master higher. Here we are free. This is what we will be. This is our plea. Yeah. We're so tired of hoping and praying. Hoping and praying. We're so tired of telling people to change. So we stay. We want justice. And we raise. Even if it's just us. Still. Say that again. Even if it's just us, there's still enough of us. We gon' change the world. Yeah. We gon' change the world. I was singing this right in my car, Commissioner. This can't happen again. This can't be how it is. All we want is a win. This is what we gotta do. It's still. Everybody say, I need to hear your dream, sinner. We gon' change the world.
Praise Him. We are right at the bottom of the hour. Thanking you so much for catching the wave. That's the sounds of William Murphy. Now, there is somebody today that's listening to this network, and that particular song really touched you, and you needed that song, and you needed those words to encourage you. And some of you are in a situation, in a place, a state of mind that you're frustrated, things just not going your way. You know, you've tried this one and you listened at what someone else told you to do, and you tried that and it still didn't work, and you're just about to give up, you know. But don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on. Keep the faith. Hang in there. You know, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endures to the end. And you know, you are an endurer, And I want to encourage you today, in spite of the situation or circumstances, you can always call on Jesus. As a matter of fact, let's do that right now. Let's call on Jesus. Come on, join in with me as we touch and agree in prayer. Let's pray right now. Most heavenly, everlasting God, creator of this universe, God, we humbly submit ourselves before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your Son, Jesus Christ. And as we come, oh God, we come acknowledging that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. You said no man can come to the Father except he go through the Son. And we reverence Jesus today and thanking you, oh God, for your Son, Jesus, that died on the cross and shedded his blood that we all may have a right to everlasting life. But in the third day, he got up, rose with all power in his hand. So the same power that he has, he's given us power to get wealth. He's given us power to lay hands on the sick that they may recover. He's given us power to speak out of our mouth life. He's given us power to decree and declare about in the name of Jesus that by Jesus Christ we are healed, even though there are those today that may be going through sickness. It's the blood still works. The blood of Jesus Christ that he shed it on Calvary's cross. So, Lord, we thank you for this day, for the blood. We thank you, God, for grace and mercy. We thank you, God, for those that you have allowed us to be in their presence and those to be in our presence that have been a blessing to us and those we have been a blessing to. God, and because of your love, your kindness, and tender mercy, we embrace you so close, Lord, just embracing you and asking you, God, to protect our children, our families, our home, our community. Lord, touch those that are in high positions around the world, wherever they are. And God, I pray that those right now that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, that they will come in repentance asking, what must I do to be saved? And if there's one today that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I believe today, God, that they shall come in repentance from the north, south, east, and west in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm praying right now for that young boy that's on drugs and on alcohol, that young girl on drugs, on alcohol, that young girl that is prostituting her body and selling her body to get money. But God, we know there is a better way for them. And I'm praying, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will send forth your angels, send that man and that woman that will be able to speak encouraging words to them that will bring life into their body, their mind, their soul, and their spirit to know that you are alive today. You are still moving in the presence of your people. Lord, anoint those right now, wherever they are, in the hospital, the rest home, those that are lying on their bed of affliction, those that have not been able to move their body because of lack of strength, but we're praying for strength in the name of Jesus. We're praying for healing in the name of Jesus. We're praying for deliverance in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray today that if there's one, don't know you as their Lord and Savior. We know that the word that you have shown us in Romans 10:9 that says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If there's one today that don't know Jesus, I pray that you will pray along with me and accept him in your life today. I've read that to you, what Romans 10:9 says. And if that's you today and you're ready to surrender to Christ, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come to you today as a sinner. I repent of my sins and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Brothers, sisters, if that's you today and you surrender to Christ, I want you to not think about your past or what you did yesterday. Jesus said, come as ye are, and if you came today as you were, regardless of what you did yesterday, you're a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You are a new creature in Christ. So today, the angels are rejoicing, and our brothers and sisters in Christ are rejoicing for you. And I want to advise you to get into a Bible-based church, a church that is teaching the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, line upon line and precept upon precept. And as you begin to get into that Bible study, a Sunday school, a friend of yours you know that's going to church, or someone in your family, begin to read God's Word as much as you can, to study, to show thyself approved, rightly dividing God's Word. And the more you read, the more you're going to hear from God. The more you hear from God, the stronger you will grow in the Spirit. So we thank God for you coming forth in repentance and giving your life to Jesus Christ today. We are so happy that you changed over and came over to the winning side in Jesus' name. All right, brothers and sisters. All right, let's get back with more gospel music. We thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Our website again, nfiradio.com. Now, back with more great gospel music.
Jesus, forever the same. Jesus, omnipotent reigns. Let us proclaim that all is forgiven in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, He's forever the same. Jesus, omnipotent reigns. Jesus, let us proclaim that all is forgiven.
Yeah. time, I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful. Have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works. Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Just can't hold women can't control their tongue. The rich oppress the poor, and the old oppress the young. Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Gotta be strong. Unrighteousness in churches, pornography in the school. You got gangsters in power and lawbreakers making rules. Spiritual advisors to guide your every move. We can't even walk except our steps have been approved. Just what God requires. Do you think he's just an errand boy to satisfy your desire? Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Tell me
something we can change.
Can't take nothing with you, but it's worthless to be sold. They tell me time is money, but what about your soul? There's a man on the cross, and he's been crucified. Do you have any idea why he died? Tell me
when we're gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we're gonna make a change.
I wanna say it again.
When we gonna wake up?
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Gotta be strong.
How many people in here know that there are people that are in the world, you know, we complain about our circumstance all the time, but there are people in the world who are less fortunate than us. And sometimes they need a helping hand, you know. There are people all over the country that are homeless, you know, and you should help them out, you know. Give them something, you know, but be careful when you give them something, though, because sometimes them people try to trick you. Like the other day, a man helped me to something. He let me realize, you know. I was pulling up in a gas station, you know, I pull up, I'm about to go in and get my $1.50 worth of gas, you know. Oh, I'm the only one? Stop me if I'm lying. That time be hard. I just need enough to get home. Get that $1.50 worth of gas. I'm getting ready to go in, and this old man, you know, I noticed was walking up to me, so you know how y'all do. And he walked up here, hey, bro, let me talk to you. I said, go on, man, I ain't got it, man. Go on now. Quit playing, go on. He said, man, hold on, man. I ain't come to beg you for no money. I'm going to challenge you for it. I said, how you going to challenge me for my money? He said, look here. I'm going to ask you a question. And if you answer it right, I'm going to give you 3 chances to answer this question. If you get it right, I'll give you $2. But if you get it wrong, you got to give me $5. So I'm looking at this man saying, you know, I'm an educated brother. It ain't no question that this brother can think of that I can't answer. Plus, you know, I need some extra money for some gas. So I say, go ahead, brother. Ask me the question then. Go ahead. He said, brother, what is the strongest nation in the world? I say, the strongest nation in the world. Me being a proud black Afro-American man from Africa, the motherland, I say Africa. That's the strongest nation in the world. He said, you big dummy, that's a continent. You got 2 more chances. So I say, strongest nation in the world, strongest nation in the world. Got to be a place with a lot of people and a lot of life. A lot of people and a lot of buildings. A lot of people and a lot of technology. China, that's the strongest nation in the world. They smart and they got a lot of people. He said, wrong again. Yeah, I say, well, strongest nation in the world. I start getting nervous, y'all. I say, strongest nation in the world. Why ain't think of it before? We standing right here in it, land of the free, home of the brave, United States of America. That's the strongest nation in the world. He said, wrong, wrong, wrong again. I said, well, brother, if you so smart, you tell me what's the strongest nation in the world. He said, brother, the strongest nation in the world is a donation. Give my $5. He wasn't lying either. That's the strongest nation, the donation.
Oh, man, you are telling the truth. Everywhere you go, everybody's asking for a donation. You know, you go in the grocery stores. They have a space there where they are contributing and taking up monies, you know, from whatever you purchase. They want to ask you, do you want to donate to this and that? And you go to another place, they are asking for donation for this or that. So I don't know. The only place I don't think they're asking for a donation, believe it or not, and I don't even want to even say, I won't say, but, you know, it's amazing, you know, looking back down memory lane, going back in the early years, it wasn't quite that way, not that bad anyway. All right, well, look, we are right at the top of the hour. And I'm going to be right here with you and more music all the way up to 8 o'clock tonight. Once again, want to thank you for catching the wave right here on our website, nfiradio.com. You can call in and listen with your mobile phone, 347-215-8049, or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. We'll be right back with more great gospel music. Got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID.
You're tuned into the Stellar Warden Internet Radio Station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
You make two. All that ain't no limit what God can do. He said, if you go, don't worry about Joseph. He said, all you have to do is make a step. Just he said, Moses down in Egypt land with only a rod in his hand. That would faint and hard in the stretch out. I kept on walking. I made it. But I made myself. I made it. You ought to make yourself. I made it. Make it in the master's name. I made it. Don't you wait on tomorrow. I made it. Tomorrow might be too late. I made it. You know tomorrow's sun. I made it. Shine on your way. I made it. You ought to make that step. I made it. You ought to make that step. I made it. You ought to make it right now. I made it. You ought to make it right now. I made it. You gotta make it step by step. You gotta make things how they go step by step. I made it. I made it. I kept walking step. I kept moving. Did you make that step? Make step. I made it. I kept making that step. I made it. That dog. I made it. I kept on walking step. I kept on praying. I made it. I made it. I had to walk step. I had to talk. Had to sing, had to pray. I made it. Lord, I made it. The Holy Ghost said, you make it. 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 Come on. Let's make it right now. You made it. You make it. You made it.
had to go and sing and pray. But I made it. I kept on my way. I made it. Oh, I made it. Just make it. I said, holy, somebody ought to know, you got to lift that Holy Ghost up, somebody had to make it, I made it, Holy Ghost step up, did you, and you and you and you. That's my name. Come on. Help me. Lift me up to you. You know what he said. He said, I'll be lifted up from the earth. I'll draw all the world under me. Oh.
the People's Station.
Come on, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Come on, put your hands together, put your hands together. We still clap like this back in the day. We still know how to clap like this? We still know how to clap like this? Come on, throw the praise, let's take them there. There's been a change.
Magician, we just put magic into our music.
God bless us. Some years ago, back in 1997, now some of y'all might know this song. God bless us to record this little song right here. How many know Jesus will pick you up? Oh, you have to reach way down. We're going to have some church now. Come on, put those hands together. Y'all know this song? God helping us sing. Here we go. Listen. Did it have to wait? If he has to
wait,
oh yeah. If he has to
wait,
oh yeah. I can't hear y'all. Jesus. If he has to
wait,
can I get a witness out there? If he has to
wait,
oh Lord, Jesus,
he will pick you up. If he has to wait,
listen, listen. If you go out and party all night long, singing in the choir on Sunday morning, you done nothing wrong. If you can't sing the way you used to, listen here, it's because I'm doing the same things. What? If it happens each way,
Jesus will pick you up.
If he has to
wait,
can I get a sanctified witness?
He'll pick you up.
If he has to
wait,
yes, he will.
He'll pick you up.
Jesus
will
pick you up. I got one more thing to say here. Preachers, if you're in the pulpit, preaching so far, just preaching for the money, and I care it for the soul. If you can't preach, my brother, the way you used to, it's because I know the same thing, but I couldn't do it if I reach away. Jesus,
he'll pick you up.
If you have to
wait,
Jesus, he'll
pick you up.
If you have to wait, yes, he will. Jesus, oh, I feel good. Should ever have
it?
If he has to
reach,
if the Lord has to reach, with down on the floor, to touch your
eyes,
to touch your heart, to touch your
mind,
make everything all right. We came to let you know, she will pick you up. Can't nobody do
you.
Let Jesus change. Just let him be the
lover
of your life. He can be a heart sister. He can be a heart sister. He can be a mama leader. Said yes to you. Said yes to you. Said yes to you. I know here we are. I know here we are. Can I get one witness? Can I get one witness? Can I get one witness? I know here we are. Said yes to me. Said yes to me. I know here we are. I know here we are. I know here we are. Said it didn't for me. Said it didn't for me.
Jesus,
what's his name?
Jesus,
I can't hear
Jesus.
Everything,
Jesus.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The Anointed One.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless His name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Oh,
on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
And now, here is that awesome woman of God, Pastor Christine Dort. Welcome back, Pastor Dort.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank the Lord for this beautiful day. Hallelujah, Lord, we just thank you for touching us with a thing of love this morning and closing us in our right mind. It wasn't a thing we did that was good. Hallelujah, with your love, your grace, and your mercy that covered us. And I just want to thank you. Hallelujah, even as the song said, fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. Let it run over. Hallelujah, if we didn't feel it, hallelujah, something is wrong. Hallelujah, Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you, God, for this day, hallelujah. Hallelujah, it might be hot, hallelujah, but that's all right. Hallelujah, because if we're not walking the word, living the word that God has applied for us, hallelujah, it's going to be hot on the net one day. Hallelujah, so Lord, I just want to thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, for the love that you have spread it all over the earth. Hallelujah. Those that don't have love. Hallelujah. That's left up to them because God got all the love that we need. Hallelujah, Lord. I just want to thank you. I thank you today, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Just being on this prayer line. Hallelujah. There's so much that is going on. Hallelujah. Out of the realm and about us. Hallelujah. Satan is on the loose. But it's time, hallelujah, for the warriors to come together and bind them up. Hallelujah. And send him back to where he comes from in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Satan, he came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us that life that is abundant of abundance. So, Lord, we just want to thank you. We spread, hallelujah, your word, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. Even, hallelujah, we just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for this war. Hallelujah, that's the battle, Lord. We ask you to bless them, Lord. Hallelujah, the ones that think that we're not in the place to end. Hallelujah, we just pray and we bless them and let them know, hallelujah, that God don't have no respect in her. Hallelujah, this is why I love him. I love him. I love him so. Lord, I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for Pastor Kane, Heavenly Father, for this radio station that people will begin to tune in and begin to listen, Lord. Hallelujah, get the breakthroughs that they searching for. Hallelujah, because there are ministry and songs as well as in the word of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Just want to thank you. Hallelujah, this day. Hallelujah, for the more, hallelujah, the family that, hallelujah, that is that's having problems with the Father. And enemy, let enemy in every door that it is. We do them, we bind up their spirit right now and cast it into the sea of the castle in the name of Jesus. As I pray right now. Hallelujah, in those families, Lord. Let them forgive each one. Hallelujah. Love one another. Hallelujah. For that love is the greatest commandment of all. Heavenly Father, and I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. For your love. So, hallelujah. And even now, Lord, I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. You say the earth is your footstool. Hallelujah. Just imagine. Hallelujah. How large your foot is to cover the whole earth in the name of Jesus. Because we know that your arms is wide enough. Hallelujah. To love everyone. The one that is righteous, the one that's walking out into the streets, hallelujah. He loves them as well as he loves others. Hallelujah. So we come today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Repenting, asking for forgiveness for any known and unknown sin. And hallelujah. In our life, Lord, that when we begin to bring the prayers to you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, we know that, hallelujah, that you have already got your pen ready to sign it and finished in the name of Jesus. And we just want to thank you for your word today, hallelujah, as we continue to stay in your word and live your word and talk your word, hallelujah, as I pray right now. Hallelujah. Don't be just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Hallelujah. So these are in the last days. We see the division today. Not being the doers of the word. They're just being hearers of the word. In the name of Jesus. And when the Father, Lord, let us see you lift up our hands, when the Father, and give you everything, hallelujah, that it is, hallelujah, that's coming up against your people, when the Father. Some don't know what directions to go in. Hallelujah. But Lord, hallelujah, send some labels across their paths, when the Father, and speak the word into them. In the name of Jesus. That they be set free, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah, Lord. We just want to thank you and we praise you right now. Oh, you are so awesome. You are awesome, God. You are awesome. Hallelujah. You are the one that pulls down the strong man. All we got to say, pull him down. Hallelujah. You are the one that breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. You are the one that destroys. Hallelujah. The enemy. Hallelujah. All we got to do is speak the word. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah for this day. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, because there's so many that didn't wake up this morning. And there's so many over in the hospitals and the rest of them in their homes laying upon the bed of affliction. So, Lord, right now, I pray, hallelujah, and ask it in your precious name, Jesus, as we pray, Lord, we send forth that word to everyone that has afflictions in their body right now. Lord, as they lay their hands, Lord, Father, and they become healed. All they have to do is believe in your word. Because your word, hallelujah, say it in the sea. Lord, as I believe in your word, in the name of Jesus, as I pray right now, Lord, have your way into the people's lives, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Even as food is out, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, asking you to keep your angels encamped around our young people or the teenagers, even out to the adults, even out to our homes. All everything around us, Heavenly Father, keep your angels encamped around it. Because as I say, Satan is out to kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah. But today, hallelujah, we're going to denounce, hallelujah, everything that he's trying to bring upon us in the name of Jesus. There's cancellation right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to thank you today, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. As the enemy acts like he want to come to throw a job at us, we thank you for the power and the thoughts that you've given to us, Heavenly Father, that it will return back into their own hearts, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray right now, Lord, that we give it all to you. Even now, Lord, the people that are counseled through this morning, hallelujah, Lord, I'm asking right now, hallelujah, that we will see results now, Lord, now, because you is a now God. Hallelujah. That's why I love you so. Hallelujah. Lord, just have your way in the name of Jesus. And oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, as I pray, Lord, hallelujah, continue to send the Spirit, the Holy Spirit into the churches, oh, Heavenly Father, and let them know and understand the time after playing church, Heavenly Father, because we're living in the last of evil days. Hallelujah. And I know that your children want to be ready. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I just want to thank you. And I praise you this morning, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And some, hallelujah, that is coming closer to you and to have a God that every eye and cross every T, Lord. We continue to minister to them, Heavenly Father, and let them know that you are the only one. You are the one, hallelujah, that loves us. You are the one that cares for us. You are the one who can tell our secrets to, oh, Heavenly Father, and they will not be gone any further. Hallelujah, Lord, I just want to thank you this morning. Hallelujah, I feel the Spirit is moving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit, as I pray right now. And I give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in everything. Hallelujah, because you say it in your word. Hallelujah, trust in you. Trust in you with all thine heart.
Hallelujah. He didn't say it with some of your heart, but he said, all your heart, hallelujah. Because if we just choose a little piece of the heart, hallelujah, hallelujah, we will miss something, hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah, we will let the enemy slip in. Hallelujah, trying to destroy, hallelujah, for us. But, oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, that you already, hallelujah, give us the power and authority. Hallelujah, that you went to the, with the hell, hallelujah, and got the keys, oh, Heavenly Father, and brought them back and gave them to us. And I just want to thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, as I tell others, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that whenever he brought the keys back, I thank him, hallelujah, that I said, I'm receiving the main key, the key that unlock every door that it heals in the name of Jesus, as I pray this morning, hallelujah, and he said, as we trust in him, hallelujah, lean not to our own understanding, hallelujah, because when we begin to lean to our own understanding, we will err every time. Hallelujah. That's why I let the great God first in my life. Hallelujah. In everything. Hallelujah. That I sow and I do. Hallelujah. I put Jesus first in my life, Lord. And pray that each and every one else will keep him in their life, oh Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even as we teach our young children as they go out, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. I ask you to keep them covered in your blood. In your blood, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray right now. Hallelujah, Lord, you are so wonderful. You are so mighty. Hallelujah, this is the day. Hallelujah, that we should rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, there's a family of ministers again. Hallelujah. Oh, to tell the families, hallelujah. Oh, family, going to look back after this. The trouble came, hallelujah, you're going to begin to say, I see why, hallelujah, because God knows everything. He already knew what the end was going to come to, Heavenly Father, as I pray this morning, even as a call this morning, hallelujah, they had already asked that prayer that they had prayed, calling after forgiveness, Lord, but that's what we have to do, is just lean and depend upon you in the name of Jesus, because he said it is worth cast. All our curls upon him, and Lord, and he said, and leave it there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you pray, hallelujah, don't leave it there. That's it. Hallelujah. Glory to you and me. Hallelujah. So he said, cast them all upon him and leave them there. Hallelujah. Because I pray, Lord, and my brothers are two-headed. Oh, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, for your hands. Just let them fall on to the floor. Hallelujah. Well, I know you still got them. You still got me, Lord. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank you and praise you and praise you this day. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He also said, delight thyself in the Lord. He wants you to look, delight yourself in him. And he shall give you the desires of your heart. There's so much. Hallelujah. The people need you, Heavenly Father. Some is down in one era, some is down in another era. But Lord, you know what era that it is. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, he said that he would give you your heart's desires. All you got to do is speak in it and believe because he said, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. You abide in him. Hallelujah. We abide in him and he in us, oh Heavenly Father. Glory, hallelujah. That, well, that when we ask what we shall receive, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. But then what he really means, hallelujah. We got to abide in him and him in us. In order to receive this reward, oh Heavenly Father. And I just want to thank and I praise you this morning. I give it all to you, Jesus. It all, I give it all to you, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. You are so wonderful, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. And when you commit your ways unto the Lord, hallelujah, you put your trust in him, hallelujah. And he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. That's all that he wants us to do this morning. I just love him. Hallelujah. Be obedient to his word. Hearken unto his voice. Hallelujah. And he in the desires that we want her, Heavenly Father, they shall be given unto us, Heavenly Father, because his word is no lie. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. glory, hallelujah. I just want to thank you, Lord. Have your way today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, I want to thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. For the angels that have watched over our vehicles, Heavenly Father, our homes, our children, our land, whatever it is, Lord. Keep the angels and kept them ready, hallelujah. So when the enemy comes, hallelujah, before get ready to step on it, hallelujah, it will fill the Holy Ghost power rising up. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord. I cry out this morning. Hallelujah, but there is so much going on, so many of us killing, so much murder, and all, Heavenly Father. Even as to the government, we give you all of it, Lord. Hallelujah, because you know, hallelujah, what the end is going to be and how it's going to be. All we got to do is just stay back, hallelujah, and trust in him. Hallelujah, and live the life that he has told us to live in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And those that is walking, hallelujah, with you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, driven them, Lord. Hallelujah, don't let them go backwards in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, you said in your word, hallelujah, that you were going to shorten the days just for the elect's sake, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, and as I pray, Heavenly Father, never take your spirit from me, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as I pray right now. Hallelujah, I just want to thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your way, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So whenever you just thank him and praise him and live according to his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He, when we call, when we pray, hallelujah, he will hear our prayer. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He will hear our prayer. Hallelujah. I don't want to curse no prayer to him. Hallelujah. And it don't be answered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even if I pray and it ain't answered, they say hallelujah. Thursday night, they say hallelujah. And the doctor, they say, I keep on believing and I can keep on trusting in him until he gets to hear from him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way this day, Heavenly Father, because you is the great I am, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You is the first and the last. You is the beginning and the ending. Hallelujah, Lord, and everything, hallelujah. And I want to thank you today, Heavenly Father, you even have said in your word, hallelujah, if your people will confess, if your people will call for your name, will humble themselves, hallelujah. Pray, speak, and then you will hear from heaven, Heavenly Father, and that the man will be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So well, we need to humble ourselves. We need to be like a child. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We need to see your face every day from sun up to sundown. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. As we pray, turn from your wicked ways. Hallelujah, this day, Lord. Hallelujah, some say wicked days is just hallelujah. Or acting harder and things like that, but wicked ways comes in a lot of different areas. Hallelujah, the Lord, I thank you this day, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, the city of moving. Moving, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, have your way, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 have your way. Hallelujah, have your way today. Glory, someone is hungry and thirsty after your word, Heavenly Father, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask that some way, somehow, hallelujah, someone, hallelujah, will come to them and begin to minister to them and they receive you as their Savior, Lord Jesus. As I pray right now, glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. The harvest is few. The harvest is full, but there's only a few labels. Hallelujah, Lord, I just want to thank you, whatever it is. Whatever it is, Heavenly Father, that you want us to do, hallelujah, I ask you this morning, Heavenly Father, wherever you send me, I will go. Whatever you want me to do, I will do, because you said you would never leave me, never say me. Hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. You said you wouldn't put no more on me than I can bear. Hallelujah. But sometimes it gets rough, but Lord, I know that you said what you said, hallelujah. Even when the enemy keeps trying to come around, hallelujah. Glory, and I recognize the enemy, Heavenly Father. I said, Lord, I thank you that I don't have to do nothing, because you said in your word, revenge is yours. You even said in your word, hallelujah. The fountain is not ours, it's yours, oh Heavenly Father. And we just want to thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, Jehovah. This can do our righteousness. You is Jehovah Roha, our shepherd, that we shall not want for anything. Hallelujah. We might get low, but he will bring us back up. Hallelujah. Even getting the finances again. Hallelujah. To whatever you need. Hallelujah. He shall supply. Because he said in his word, hallelujah, he will supply. I will supply our finances, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now. Glory is over my finances getting low. I begin to say, Lord, I see the fire at the bottom there. It's time for it to be filled. Hallelujah. And he began, hallelujah, hearing my prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even Heavenly Father, Lord, this day, oh Heavenly Father, Lord, we continue to spread the word. Heavenly Father, some seem like you don't want to hear, and some that know your word is still going opposite ways. You say go right, you say go right, and they say go left. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. But you said in your word, Lord, oh, yes, you did. Hallelujah, you said that. Hallelujah, he'd rather have you holler cold. Hallelujah, because if you lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. Hallelujah, I don't want to be warm. It's going to be spewed out of your mouth. Heavenly Father, and I just want to thank you. I want to thank you, hallelujah, to continue to pray, hallelujah, how you continue to keep the protection up around, hallelujah. And Lord, as I pray, hallelujah, this day, Lord, I ask it in your precious name, Jesus, to bring churches together in your precious name, Jesus. They seem like they shout, they seem like they have their own little verses, but you said in your word, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, we all just got to come in with love and love one another. Hallelujah, Lord, and I just want to thank you for those days. I continue to pray with that, Father. Hallelujah, and this one that he's lifting up today. Hallelujah, all they got to do is say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, one of us got to be saved. Hallelujah, Lord, and I just want to thank you. I thank you today. Hallelujah, because you was a mighty God. You was a mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You was Jehovah Rapha, hallelujah. Our healer, Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being my healer, Lord. Hallelujah. You spoke life into me again in 08. Lord, hallelujah. I've been running and working harder than ever, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, as I pray right now, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I want to thank you for all the people that I saw. Hallelujah. That was healed with cancer. That, Lord, you came in and healed their old body. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. Even for tumors I see dried up. Hallelujah. Because I know that you was able, Lord. I can't doubt you, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't live without you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way in my life. Have your way in your sons and daughters' lives, so Heavenly Father, that they will know and understand. Hallelujah. They for one God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. We just want to thank you. In the name of the King, to pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This is the day, hallelujah.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
All right, all right. They are standing by live, ready to come forth with the word of God. I'm speaking of Pastor Gladys Milton and of Apostle Barbara Wagner of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 west of Franklinton, North Carolina. It's the Christian Life Church out of Franklinton, North Carolina, with Apostle Barbara Wacken and co-pastor Gladys Smith. My goodness, you all ready for some word today? Well, let's get ready, and they are ready to come forth. All right,
right, all right. In the background, the mighty Golden Bells. And now, let's join Co-Pastor Gladys Smith with a word from the Lord. Welcome back, Pastor Gladys.
Thank you, Pastor Kearney. We tell God thank you for another day that he has made. I tell God thank you for all things that he is doing. I tell God thank you because it was God who woke us up this morning. It was God who kept us through the night. And I just want to tell God thank you. I tell God thank you for our listeners who have come back one more time to hear the word of God, what God has given me. I tell God thank you for the gifts that he have entrusted with me. Because, babies, do you know that we say we trust God? And do you know God have to trust us too? And I tell God thank you for all things, for being able to open up his word and allow him to teach through me. I don't have an agenda. My agenda is to do the will of the Father. And I tell God thank you. I just bless God for all that he's doing. And the word of God tells us, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And I tell God thank you because God is speaking through the things that we see going on around us, through the actions of people, through things that we see, and sometimes our eyes can't believe. And I tell God thank you because with the Holy Ghost of God and the gift of the discernment of the Spirit, you have an idea and know what's going on. And I just tell God thank you. As we come back again on today to teach God's word, I ask as I teach that God give you an understanding of who he is. In his word, he tells us, I won't have you ignorant. We've already established he ain't calling us crazy. He ain't calling us stupid. He ain't calling us illiterate. But God wants us to know who he is. And the only way that we can know who he is to read the word of God, to apply the word of God to our lives. And on that note, today we're going to begin to talk about being watchful. Watching, watchfulness, because the word of God tells us watch as well as pray. I find a lot of times that when prayer is coming forth, everybody else's eyes may be closed, but I might have my eyes open, but I still give God glory and honor. When we talk about being watchful and watchfulness, we're talking about the state or quality of being watchful and being alert, paying attention, observing. Do you know you can observe your surroundings but still know where you are going? When I talk about being watchful and watchfulness, I'm talking about your spiritual life, talking about where you are going in God. Listen to this. It said the scriptures exhort us to be watchful for many reasons, that we do not fall into temptation and sin, that we walk in the ways of God, that we maintain the proper relationship between ourselves and our fellow men, and that we be ready for the second coming of Christ. I tell God thank you to keep watch and be alert, to keep our focus so that we don't yield to temptation and fall off into sin. And as we are watchful and we are paying attention, it ain't always the right thing for you to do to pay attention to somebody else. Everything that we do for God is personal. While I'm concerned about the souls of man, Gladys got to be watchful and keep check on herself. I got to make sure that I am doing what God have called me to do. I got to make sure that I haven't yielded to sin and to temptation. I got to make sure that I'm always walking with God. Got to make sure that somewhere along the line I haven't gotten lukewarm and took my focus off God. And today I say that I serve God. But yesterday and the day before, I was serving Satan. Being watchful, I'm going to know and be convicted by the Holy Ghost of God when I yield to sin. I got to know that I know that I know who I'm following. I always put out there that we can't serve two masters at the same time. I can't follow Satan Monday through Saturday and get up Sunday morning and go, oops, I'm going to follow Jesus today. This is a life that we live every day. Yes, we sin and we come short of God's glory. That's why we keep an eye and we are watchful on what we are doing so that when we err and when we sin, we can ask God to forgive us. You got to always know, men and women of God, that you are walking and that you are always in the will of God. Got to keep the right relationship with our brothers and our sisters too. How can I say I love God who I have never seen and hate my brothers and my sisters that I see every day? I must keep my eyes on God. That's the only way that I can say that I'm being watchful. I got to read the word. I got to apply the word to my life. I can't wait for somebody else to apply God's word to my life. As we look at the scripture, Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, verse 16 said, take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. That's why we got to be sure and not be deceived by different things that may come. Can't be deceived. We got a lot of stuff out here now. As we look at the word of God, and he tell us to take heed of yourselves. I can't keep watching Billy Bob and John Boy and Anna Sue and Bobby Sue. I got to keep watch on myself. As I keep watch on myself, I'm guarding myself. As you keep watch over yourself, you're looking at yourself, and you're making sure that you are not yielding to sin. Listen to this. We can't just skip a hop into the kingdom of God. I know some of y'all are electric sliding. It might be 10 to 15 years after that came out. But you can't electric slide into heaven either. I tell God, thank you. It takes living holy in order to go into the kingdom of God. I tell God, thank you. As we look at being watchful, that means we have to be observant. We have to pay attention. Have you ever been out riding and you're looking all across the fields? You're looking at the mall sign to see, oh, this is Triangle Town Center. And when you look up, you're at the stoplight and it's red. And you throw on brakes because you won't pay attention. And you hit the car that's in front of you because you won't alert. You didn't keep your eyes in the front of you. You were looking across the field at the vegetables, or you were looking to see what stores were at Triangle Town Center. That's why we have to be observant about our spiritual lives, baby. We got to know that we know who God is. We got to make sure that we don't yield to sin. As we go through the Word of God, you're going to find many scriptures that talk about being watchful. If you want to put watchful into play, your mind got to be focused. Your heart got to be in tune with your mind. Yeah, they work together. And as they work together, and my heart has the Holy Spirit of God on the inside, we know that the Holy Spirit is a lead and a guide. We know that the Holy Spirit is a teacher. And as I pay attention to the Holy Spirit of God, he is going to lead me. He is going to guide me. I can't lean to my own understanding. The Word of God tells us not to. But I tell God, thank you for the Holy Ghost. If we look at Luke 21, verse 36, I tell God, thank you. It said, watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. He's telling us to watch always, escaping all these things. As we follow Christ, guess what? We guard against sin. Because, see, Jesus Christ didn't have any sin in him. I know sometimes we forget where we came from. But we were all born in sin. But I thank God that he loved me enough that he sent his only begotten Son to come and walk the earth, to teach, to minister, to heal, to deliver, and that he loved so much that he came for me, he came for you, he came for them all, he came for the whole world. And as he came sinless. As I keep my eyes on Jesus, I find that I won't yield to sin. But I find that when I take my focus off Jesus, the enemy is standing real close, waiting to make me error. I tell God, thank you for the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost of God will bring back to mind and memory who I'm following. I don't mind putting a bridle over my mouth. And I tell God, thank you. If it mean my shutting my mouth and not yielding to sin, I tell God, thank you. If it mean my looking straight ahead, being watchful and keeping my eyes on Jesus, then I won't yield. See, when we think about being watchful, I'm talking about spiritual watching. It's good to do physical watching with our eyes. But there are going to be times when we have to go into the spirit to watch. There are going to be times that we have to go into prayer and be constantly in prayer, talking to our Heavenly Father to see and to know. And I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. When we pray and know that we love Jesus Christ. As we pray and know that we love Jesus Christ, we will not diminish from his ways. And in order that we might receive grace and strength, it comes through perseverance and faith and righteousness in Jesus Christ. Only by perseverance will we be able to escape all the terrible things that's going to come before the world ends, before the last days. And in order to escape, we got to be watchful. As I look at the things that are going on, I've been hearing since I was a child that we are living in the last days. Time ain't long as it has been. I used to be smart-minded and would think to myself, how do you know? But what I failed to realize was that my grandmother read the Word of God. What I failed to do when I would go to the house of God would listen to the Word that was coming forward by the preacher. But now I have an understanding. Because I read the Word of God. As I read the Word of God, I apply the Word of God to my life. That's my taking heed that I'm watching Gladys. I thank God for the Word telling us to take heed of yourself and not take heed of everybody around you. If I'm a thief and a liar, I can't call them a thief and a liar because that's who I am. I can't judge them. I got to keep eyes on myself and make sure that I have turned from thievery and that I'm not lying anymore. That's what the Word is talking about when it say, take heed yourself. Are you watching spiritually as you go day by day? As you go, you're going to find that if you're following Jesus, you're watching yourself and your walk with him. As we are being watchful, we are preparing ourselves not to fall into temptation. We're preparing ourselves not to yield to that trick that Satan is sending by. I'm preparing myself not to walk in sin. Are you being watchful? Watchfulness is not just Sunday. Watchfulness is every day. We're going to stop right there, babies. I want you to be watchful. You got to know that you know that you know who you are walking with. This is not a life that we talk. This is a life that we live from day to day. And I tell God thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school where we still teach the Word of God, where we entertain questions and we discuss the Word. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study from 7:30 to 8:30. And I tell God, thank you for the opportunity to be able to come together and to study his Word. Bible study is at 7:30. Come out and worship with us. And I tell God, thank you. Just for being God, as we continue to live a holy and righteous life, it means that we gotta be watchful. Know that we are walking holy. Yes, I want the whole world to be saved. But Gladys got to make sure that she has salvation. God bless you. God bless you. Until we come back together again, I encourage you to watch as well as pray.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Whoa. A friend.
A friend we have in Jesus.
All our sins and griefs to bear. Sometimes need to have no room on the feet.
We need to check out and be.
Lord, 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 sometimes I need to have no room on the mind. When the doctor walks away and shakes his head to see it,
we need to take
out. Lord, 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 Lord Jesus, please Jesus, just let him take care of it.
We need to check
Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 west of Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Take me at my word. I can feel drink.
Yes, it was the first of the month, and my rent was due. Light bill was due too. Good God, I didn't have nobody I can call on. Seemed like everybody was gone. But let me tell you about Jesus.
You the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Jam, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
Gonna be with you always, but when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Whenever you think about the condition of our world, whenever you watch the news, whenever you read the newspaper, there's always bad news. It kind of makes you long for a place that the Bible talks about where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. I want to put it in song, express the way I feel.
wanna go. Where the thunder don't roar.
Where the thunder don't roar.
There where chilly winds don't blow.
Chilly winds don't blow.
I wanna go above where the rain don't blow.
When I leave this world
to return.
To return.
When I leave,
when I leave,
yeah. Oh yeah. Let me say that one more time. I wanna go, boom, 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 boom. What a thunder don't roll.
Where the thunder don't roll.
Wanna go somewhere where, somewhere where chilly winds don't blow. Well, the rain don't fall. When I win a league, oh, when I leave, when I leave,
to return,
won't have to cry no more.
To return,
won't have to die no more.
To return.
Won't be long, 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 long. Oh yeah,
to return.
Won't have to deal with heart attacks and strokes and sugar diabetes, high blood pressure. To return. Come that morning,
yeah,
when this life is over, gonna fly away and be at rest.
To return.
What a great day it's gonna be, yeah. Yeah. To return.
With you, I know you see me. peace, Jehovah Jireh. Say, I know the Lord will make a way for me. He's a way maker, miracle worker. I know the Lord, he is working it out.
Let me hide myself in thee.